Informative, local, dependable, dancing in the studio to a little Katy Perry on Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So excited to have Jessica Sidario here with us for the last half hour of our morning. And she is talking about Rally Foundation Development Director. Is that correct?
Development Manager.
Development Manager. Okay, I'll get your mic turned up here. All right. So how are you?
I am awesome. And that song was perfect. And the dance that we did
the dance moves.
Was perfect.
Rocking it.
I loved it.
Okay. Well, we're hearing your roar because you're doing amazing things. So tell us about Rally Foundation, because some people may not know that are listening. It's not as well-known an organization sometimes, but what you do is very important.
Yeah, we are a grassroots efforts organization, and we empower volunteers in communities to raise awareness and critical funding for childhood cancer research. We really look to find the most promising research out there so that we can fund it, because we want to find fewer long-term side effects and ultimately cures for children. And here on the local level, we provide Rally Good Meals twice a week. We're working towards 3 days a week here in the hospital for families. When you're in the hospital, you forget to eat or it becomes extremely costly. So
well, you don't want to leave your child to go get something to
eat. Exactly. So we do provide meals, and we also provide emergency assistance, because cancer is not only devastating emotionally, but financially it is as well. So we provide support to our families for travel to treatments and basic needs.
Wow. So how many people are involved with the organization? Because you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
So how does it kind of, what is the structure of it? How does it work? Is it very volunteer-based, or how does it all work?
Yeah, it's extremely volunteer-based. Here in the Gulf Coast, we have two and soon to be three full-time staff members, which is extremely exciting. And we have hundreds of volunteers here in Pensacola and also across the nation.
And that was Kevin King calling in from Gulf Breeze. So we appreciate that. Thanks for, Jessica,
oh
we interrupted our conversation.
This is perfect. This is why I love this community.
Yes.
They're always doing something. This is great.
Yeah. So it's really interesting, because Jessica has actually been on this show as a host. And so she knows what this is all about. And so we're doing things for the community through both of our radio stations, our sister station, Cat Country, and News Radio. And then what's great about being in radio in this community, and I don't know of any group of stations that does it any better, is the community outreach that we do.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many events going on,
oh,
and so
goodness.
Many times we're out on a hot day stuffing the bus. So that's
absolutely.
What's happening.
I think these radio stations represent their community in an amazing way.
I do too.
Community is so giving, and these stations are as well.
Yeah, I agree. So speaking of giving, how do we give to Rally Foundation? That's what Jessica's here to talk about today.
Yeah, so you can visit rallyfoundation.org, and you can go right to the donate button. It's right on the first page, and it will travel to other pages or About Us page or the Gulf Coast page, and you just click it and you can donate that way, or you could even send in a check to Rally Gulf Coast, attention Jessica Sidario, and the address is 1 Bubba Watson Drive.
That's easy to remember.
Absolutely. We are so fortunate and so blessed to have a wonderful partnership with the Children's Hospital, and our office is in the hospital just outside of the Bear Oncology Wing.
Oh, wow. So that's right where you need to be.
It's the perfect place.
So you're doing the funding for research, but you're also making a difference locally.
We are. Primarily, we want to do that research, and we want to find the most cutting-edge research out there, and that's what we fund with our grants. But we support our families here locally through different community events and support groups, and also through the Rally Good Meals and the emergency fund that helps families when they are going through this devastating journey.
Yeah, it's very tough, but financially and emotionally as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I really like the Rally Good Meals. I just think that's a great thing.
We have so many wonderful partners in the community. In fact, today, Moe's is donating lunch to our families.
Oh, wow. And so how many would you serve in a typical day?
We generally do 35.
Whoa.
Yeah, 35.
I thought you were going to say 3 or 4.
No, we do 35. Because a lot of times it's not just mom or dad, but
right.
children are their children are there too, because it affects the entire family.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So we're talking with Jessica Sedario, who is representing Rally Foundation as their development director, development manager. If you have any questions about the foundation, please text them in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and we'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Jessica Sedario. She is with Rally Foundation. So let's talk a little bit more, Jessica, about Rally Foundation and who you're taking care of.
So we are taking care of primarily with children. So mm-hmm. Child to Cancer Research, looking for the most innovative grants. We know that 47 children daily in America receive a diagnosis of cancer.
Oh my God. I didn't realize the numbers were so high.
Yeah. So if you think about that, that's about 2 classrooms.
Oh my goodness.
Which is extremely devastating. And the treatments are so outdated. Some of these children are receiving treatments that are 30 and 40 years old. And they're also receiving treatments that are actually made for adults. Mm-hmm. We find that children get different cancers, primarily leukemia, brain tumors, neuroblastoma, Wilms tumor, that sort of thing, where adults get lung, breast, colon, and prostate cancers.
So there is a difference. Is they're not all the same?
No, and it's absolutely different, because children basically, they develop from immature cells, so that's mm-hmm. how it happens for them, whereas an adult like myself would be more of a carcinoma sort of thing.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, and also you were saying, we were talking a little bit about the break, that people don't understand, you know, when children get cancer, what that could mean, because it's just different. And we sort of have this blanket, the C word, and then we don't really know until it happens to someone we love.
Right.
Or a child that's a neighbor's child or a best friend's child.
Absolutely. I think I'm a great example that you don't know what you know until you know it.
Correct.
And while I'm so fortunate to have a broader understanding now, mm-hmm. I really did not even think about that. I had no idea how many children were diagnosed with cancer daily. I didn't know about the treatments, and I didn't realize that they had different cancers.
Right. Primarily. It's not the same as an adult.
It's not. It's absolutely not. And with children, the tough part is the treatments are so harsh that these children are going to have follow-up care for the rest of their lives mm-hmm. for other issues that these treatments will.
Which bears the question again, is that the treatment better than the cure better than the disease, or vice versa?
I want to be worked out of a job, to mm-hmm. be honest. I want a cure, but I also want to find better treatments that you know, are less harsh, but do a phenomenal job for these kiddos, because they deserve it. Every kid in America and every kid right here on the Gulf Coast deserves better, and I want to find better for them.
See, I'm not sure I could do what you do, because I'm already getting emotional just thinking about it. You were mentioning at the break that the kids are special, right?
They are. You know, I thought, could I do this job too? One of the really wonderful things about being a grassroots organization is that we are very close-knit, mm-hmm. And it's okay to be emotional. And these children inspire me. They are the strongest human beings I've ever seen. And they try to be strong for their family, because they see what's happening to mom and dad or their siblings emotionally. So mm-hmm. they try so hard to be strong. And I can't imagine personally what it would be like to go through cancer treatment and then I see what they're doing. So right. I know how tough it is to get, you know, a hangnail or a splinter. We whine about that, and that hurts.
Yeah.
But can you imagine what it feels like to go through cancer treatment and being a child?
They're just so vulnerable.
They are. And then there's, you know, they're developing and they're still understanding their emotions mm-hmm. and their responses to pain. And it's a lot. And they are just the most incredible human beings I've ever met.
Well, we're a lucky and unique community, because we do have the Studer Children's Family Hospital. And
yes.
that is huge, because we don't have to travel necessarily.
Yes.
Now, we do have people, I'm sure, that travel here.
We do. We have people that travel here as far away as Panama City. Mm-hmm. Some people come, you know, further. One of the really great things about being here at the Children's Hospital is if there's not a treatment that they have, mm-hmm. we can send them somewhere else. And if they have exhausted all of their resources, Rally can help find a research grant that is, you know, in this trialing
Oh, that's great. So and like a trial.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're talking with Jessica with Rally Foundation, 850-437-1620. Fundraising is a huge part of what you do to have funding for cancer research for children, and also the things that you do locally with the Rally Meals and the other things. So you've got some fundraisers coming up that we need to know about.
We do. So we have an awareness event coming up next month in August. It's our Gold Strong Fest, mm-hmm. and that is to kick off Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, which starts in September. But also we are celebrating 20 years as an organization. So last year,
oh, that's fantastic.
We celebrated 10 years in the Gulf Coast. Uh-huh. And as a wide, you know, organization, it's been 20 years, which is amazing.
Wow.
So we're celebrating that. This is going to be from 9 to noon at Sansing Nissan. Uh-huh. And we are having amazing partners. It's for everybody. But we want to wrap our arms around our Rally families. And so we have fun things, so cotton candy, balloon animals, oh my goodness, a bounce house, mm-hmm. the fire department's coming out, the police department's coming out, Jeremiah's Ice, they are coming out.
Now you got me.
Yeah, I mean, they are amazing as a whole, but they're coming out as well, and we're going to have a magician, and these are all folks and community partners that are coming out and volunteering their time mm-hmm. To provide an activity. And so we're super excited about that.
Oh, that's going to be great. So what are the dates on that again and the location?
August 23rd at Sansing Nissan. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be from 9 to noon. And so you can go to Rally Foundation Facebook page and you can click on events and you'll see what our events are. And you'll see Gold Strong Fest for Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. And all the information will be there as well.
So if someone's listening and maybe they're not able to get out to that event, but they do want to donate, maybe this morning they're top of mind, how could they reach you? What do they need to do?
They can go to rallyfoundation.org, and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a donate button, and they're welcome to donate there, or they're also welcome to mail in a check to Rally Gulf Coast, Attention Jessica, and it's 1 Bubba Watson Drive, Pensacola.
That's an easy one to remember.
It is very easy.
So the other thing, too, is that you have volunteers. I'm assuming the people that take the meals in and that kind of thing. If I wanted to do that, I had a little spare time, how would I do that?
Yeah, so if you wanted to do that, you can always go and email us from our webpage directly. There's a volunteer page, and you can email that way, or you can reach Haley at rallyfoundation.org. Haley is our Rally Kid program manager, mm-hmm. and she coordinates most of our community events and our Rally Good Meals as well. And she would be more than happy to find something that speaks to you and share lots. We have lots of events throughout the year, cookies and milk, coffee with a cop that's coming up, mm-hmm. our candlelight vigil, and, you know, really helping to serve the meals in the hospital is just a really good way to, it's a feel-good way to connect with our families and our kids and provide them a meal, whether you're a business and you want to provide that meal mm-hmm. or if you want to come in and serve a meal. Chick-fil-A gives us food every Monday.
That's great.
And every Tuesday, uh-huh. and we would just love to have anybody come in and help serve those meals.
Oh, I love it. So there's lots of ways to help and donate, so you want to go to their website.
Absolutely.
What's the website again?
Rallyfoundation.org.
Or the Facebook page. We're going to tell you a little bit more when we come back. We've got to take care of a couple commercials here, but we'll be back with Pep Talk and Jessica and the Rally Foundation in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're here with Jessica from the Rally Foundation. Just a couple minutes left, Jessica. You do so much for the community. This is such a great organization, funding research for kids with cancer and also doing some things locally at our local children's hospital.
Absolutely. First, I just want to say that we can't do the work we do without this community, and because of this community and others around the U.S., we've been able to give over $40 million in research grants, and we've also been able to advocate for just under $320 million grants as well.
Okay, thank you so much, Jessica. Looks like we've got some breaking news here at the studio, so I'm going to check in with David Wayne. David?
Well, thank you very much, Meg. Just seeing this report just coming across the desk, Hulk Hogan has passed away at 71 years old. This news coming out of Clearwater this morning. So we will have more on that here at the top of the hour. Back to you, Meg.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that. That's some sad news for us, for the Hulk Hogan fans. Wow.
Yeah, my coworker actually messaged me, and she said that she used to see him in Clearwater at the grocery store often, and her brother's a huge fan of Hulk, and that was kind of my upbringing with my dad. And
yeah. Well, we'll hear more about it, and we'll be bringing you the details right here on News Radio 92.3. We always try to bring you the breaking news as it happens. So wrapping up here with the Rally Foundation, what were we saying before we were interrupted? Talking about...
You know, I'm getting older, Meg. we were talking about how this community and other communities
Sports
just like it
Rally
have
Foundation.
Helped us to fund over $40
million
in research grants and helped us advocate for nearly $320 million federal funding.
Wow.
Yeah. The really wonderful thing about the community is you're not just helping children who are going through this journey, but you're also providing an opportunity for them to have support through this journey as well. And we simply can't do it without our community. So we thank everyone.
Well, it's a great cause. I'm so glad you could come in this morning to talk about it. You have an event coming up, you said.
Yeah, we have the soiree coming up on December 5th and 6th. So stay tuned for that. And also check out our Gold Strong Fest. We want to get as many people as possible there. There's going to be like a touch a truck event and everything. It's going to be fabulous.
Great. This is Pep Talk. Thank you.